dream? You are in another world entirely. My world. This world of dark corridors of onyx stone and blue flame torches. Like an endless dark castle. I guess you're wondering the reason as to why you're here. I shall indulge your curiosity. I seek an audience with you. Come to me. You'll never leave here if you don't. Notice that odd sensation here? Feel that pulling feeling in your stomach? Keep walking through my dark corridors, and the feeling will intensify as you grow near your destination. Oh, you're getting warmer. Keep going. The air might be getting colder, but you're definitely getting hotter. Oh, you're almost there. That sensation in your gut is like being at the top of a roller coaster. Do you see that red glow? Follow it. Welcome to my throne room. Don't be shy. I even prepared a seat for you right in front of me. Now, we can really get down to business. Sit down, please. Now, if I wanted to harm you, then I would have easily done so by now. My powers are far beyond your mortal comprehension. Oh, but where are my manners? Vespera. Oh, I already know who you are. I don't need you to introduce yourself. No, rather I actually need your assistance. You look a bit confused. Well, it is important for me to explain what I am first. I am a Valkyrie. Well, genetically speaking, that is. Some would consider me a dark Valkyrie. The difference between the two is that normal Valkyries are from a higher dimension. I'm from a lower one. The underworld, to be exact. Though, I wasn't originally from the underworld. I was originally from Asgard, realm of the gods. We Valkyrie are supposed to be the servants of the gods, but it was more like slavery. I was one of the most powerful of the Valkyries. To be a servant or slave was such a vile insult. I was just as powerful as the gods. I led a whole army of Valkyries, but I was sick of being a bitch to the gods. I decided to sneak down into the mortal realm. I quickly established a name for myself. I gained fame and fortune. I became a queen. But that's not what made the gods banish me from Asgard. I broke a huge rule of theirs. No teaching the mortals the ways of the gods. And then, I made it with that same human in which I taught. I couldn't control my urges. You human males are just so cute. I wanted to breed with them. And then breed some more, and then some more. And before I knew it, I had an entire army of half-Valkyrie children, some call them Nephilim, who all have the knowledge of the gods, Needless to say, the gods are pissed and forbade me and my children from returning to Asgard. So, with nowhere else to go, I decided to turn to new gods for assistance, the gods of the underworld. With my children empowered by the demonic energy of the Dark Gods, I led my army of Dark Valkyrie against Asgard, who we would have won if it wasn't for him. I detest saying his name, but he is a half-god that was trained specifically to take down demons from the underworld. He defeated all of my children, single-handedly. I became enraged and charged at him. Victory was nearly at hand, until a sword suddenly struck me. The sword of Michael. Michael himself stepped into battle and defeated me. Then I and my children were banished to the underworld. However, once a year, we're able to leave the underworld for a short time because the energy between dimensions weakened enough for us to make portals to enter your world. And of course, today's the day that we can enter your world. We come to gather negative energy from mortals to increase our demonic power. And once we're strong enough, we will finally take over Asgard. Michael? Well, he's no angel. He's actually one of the gods. A misportrayal from human perspectives. But there's a lot of entities from mythology, or so-called mythology, that not only is real, but completely unlike what the character actually is. Take over the human realm, too? Why would me and my children want this dump of a world? I mean, have you seen your realm? This place sucks. For lack of better words. But since we are under the Demon King's order, we're also tasked with taking over this realm too. Unfortunately, though I personally see it as a waste of time. But I personally want Asgard. I want the throne of the gods. But I need more power in order to accomplish this goal. That is where you come in, my dear. Why? It is because your negative energy radiating off of you right now. It has so much potential, but we can make it stronger. So here's the deal. You make a pact with me to carry out your deepest desires, and I feed off your residual energy. Well, this so-called catch is that I'll have ownership of you when you die, which might be 50 years or more from now. So what do you say, handsome? I can make all of your desires come true, and more. Man, religions in your world really know how to stretch things. Look, the underworld isn't as bad as it's been portrayed. The only fires are the ones keeping us warm. It's called the underworld because it's underneath all of the other realms. It is a realm devoid of light, which makes it very cold. That's why we use fires to keep it warm. We don't torture mortals. You humans do enough of that to yourselves. We just help you a little bit more in your own self-destruction. And we gather people to harvest energy to build an army. Don't get me wrong. It can get rather violent, but no more than Earth. The only thing I would have you do in the underworld is meet my needs. Am I like a succubus? Oh, dear, no. We're of a much higher rank than them. They produce pheromones and take sexual energy to produce demonic offspring. I, on the other hand, corrupt mortals and fuck, and just for enjoyment, and gaining a new Valkyrie is just a bonus. And all of this talk of breeding has put me in the mood. So, how about you make a pact with me? I can go make your former employer suffer, grab you some money along the way, and we can meet up back at your place for some fun. I'm sorry, what? You don't want revenge on your former employers now? Are you serious? Come on. At least let me prank them or a little something. Ugh, fine, whatever. You're no fun. Well, if you're not gonna do that, then can you at least go back to your place? Are you kidding me? You think we're moving too fast? Grow some balls, human. Get to know each other more. I've already told you about my past, my family, my job. What else could you possibly want? My likes and dislikes? Well, I like screwing and screwing over the Asgardians. I dislike when anyone wastes my time. What will I do after I conquer Asgard? Well, I... Guess I never thought that much about that yet. I don't know, but I will eventually. Doesn't the Demon King have the same aspiration? Well, he definitely does. But I never said I had complete allegiance to him. I have my own aspirations. And though they may conflict with his, I'm not afraid of him or anything. It's just by devilish laws that I have to follow his rules. But this is a system ruled by power. The most powerful one becomes the leader of the rest. So as long as I can amass enough power, I can even overthrow the likes of him. Vova will not be an easy task. He is still far more powerful than I am. Don't I feel bad about all the deaths that will happen? What deaths? Well, technically gods can die, but they'll only just reincarnate. And those still alive will just be banished to the underworld like they did with us. That's the difference between me and you. I'm practically immortal, and you're just immortal. Unless through the Asgardians or through the Dark Gods, you humans cease to exist. But we preserve your minds and energy and turn you into a corrupted spirit. We usually get more humans than the Asgardians. And the ones that they get typically are reincarnated or preserved in Valhalla, a dreamlike state where mortals can dream forever. But they're not much different from us. They use the positive energy that they get for their preserved mortals. Evil is a perspective and isn't always black and white. We only corrupt so that the greater than thou gods can imprison you in the underworld with us. They just take you and either fucking recycle you, or literally put you into an eternal slumber. So what do you want? To be a battery for the Asgardians, or my lover and soldier for the underworld? Oh, and as my soldier, you don't actually have to fight, but just concentrate your energy into me. Okay, look. You can get a hot girl that can literally transform into whatever you want. Free money and eternal life. Again, this offer ends as soon as I get up and leave. So, what will it be?